sir. It's a Daytona airbrush t-shirt. Wondering who's gonna kiss who first. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, baby, what you doing tonight? It's butterflies and Bud Lights. Under the stars and on the stripes of a beach towel and a spring break town.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Not going without a fight. In battle, New York Congressman George Santos on the steps of the Capitol holding a news conference this morning. This ahead of a planned vote tomorrow to oust him from office. Santos vowing not to resign over charges of fraud and lying to federal investigators, saying he's being bullied out of office and will file, quote, a slew of complaints and a motion.
I'm going to be introducing a privilege motion for expulsion of convicted and guilty pleaded Congressman Jamal Bowman.
Bowman was caught on surveillance video pulling a fire alarm at a congressional office building ahead of a key vote at the Capitol. He pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor. The war between Israel and Hamas seeing another ceasefire extension. One more day at least to allow hostages to be released and more aid to Gaza. This is ABC News. More Americans are filing unemployment claims. Applications rose by 7,000 last week compared to the week before. But the 218,000 total applications still historically low. Ford now says the six-week strike by the UAW cost it about $1.7 billion in profits. It also says the strike cut sales by about 100,000 vehicles. It's a staple of so many kids' meals, mac and cheese, but now there's going to be a version that literally loses half of the name.
Is it really macaroni and cheese if there's no cheese? The Kraft Heinz companies come up with a recipe. It insists has the same creamy texture and flavor of the original mac and cheese, you know, the one in the blue box. But in place of the dairy ingredients, it substitutes things like fava bean protein and coconut oil powder. Kraft not mac and cheese will be rolled out to stores nationwide in the coming months. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Justin Finch, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect a change in leadership as Democrats are poised to maybe gain a majority in the Wisconsin State Senate for the first time in more than a decade. Minority Leader Melissa Agard is running for Dane County Executive. If the state Supreme Court rules for new Senate maps, that could possibly open up new leadership opportunities. The Journal Sentinel reports another Madison Democrat, Kelda Royce, will likely seek a leadership post. Five Wisconsin companies are getting $50,000 each to help expand processing, marketing, and distribution. Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grants come from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Fitchburg's Apple Garden will expand fresh fruit offerings. Lovett Foods in Green Bay will get help selling new artisanal cheeses. Companies in Mequon, Manitowoc, and Mayville are also getting grants. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 9th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Park Falls Lions Club is hosting a radio auction at the American Legion Hall and on 98.3. To bid, call 715-762-3032 or stop in. You can also check the Park Falls Lions Club online at eclubhouse.org, and items can be viewed at the Legion Hall the day of the auction. All proceeds go to supporting the projects of the Park Falls Lions Club.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls tonight at the United Center. Pat Connaughton will not play. He's out with a sprained ankle suffered Tuesday night against the Miami Heat. Baseball, the Brewers' Devin Williams named the National League Relief Pitcher of the Year. Williams took over as the Brewers' closer after Josh Hader was traded to the Padres back in 2022. NFL, it's the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football from Lambeau Field. Green Bay's young receivers have improved ever since they held weekly meetings on Tuesdays to prepare for the next opponent. How's it helped? Rookie Jaden Reed.
Just seeing everything from the same eye, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all going out there. And just for us to be on the same page and understanding where everyone is coming from, that helps the offense tremendously.
I asked Reed, if the meetings are on Tuesday, does he ever take a day off?
Nah, I'm in here every single day pretty much. I can't think of a day I'm not here.
That's Packers rookie wide receiver number 11, Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy today with a high of 35. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 13 tonight. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 31. Low 30s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for snow Sunday. Take a look at the extended forecast, 33, Monday, 32, Tuesday, and 33 on Wednesday. Another look at the short range, a high of 35 today. Lows level off around 13 tonight. We should top off around 31 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 24.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98 Q Country.
Driving way too
Q Country.
Memory Lane, Old Dominion for you. Coming up, Chris Stapleton, Toby Keith, Dylan Scott. Here's Dylan with some back-to-back country coming up with Can't Have Mine.
Jackson online at 98QCountry.com.
Country.com.
Son of
Stapleton. Well, he's not our guy, but hopefully we'll have him in sometime. But we love Chris Stapleton, who does it. It's called White Horse at 98Q Country. Well, the a brand new opportunity is available. It's called Stockbox. If you are 60 or over and you meet the income guidelines, there is a new program that's going to be starting soon called Stockbox, where they provide once a month a box full of all kinds of essential needs, food, like, you know, soup and juice and vegetables, all kinds of stuff. And the local folks here are just trying to get a gauge of who would be interested in taking advantage of this. So if you are, give Cheyenne a call at the building in Phillips, the normal building there, 339-2158. And she'll tell you all about it, 715-339-2158. It's called Stockbox. So ask them about that. And if you meet the eligibility for those in our neighborhood who are 60-plus, community reminder just for you from 98Q Country.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Cleaning your fuel system can help your engine run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner on sale now. Buy one, get one free. Plus, get two times O Rewards points. Get more fuel-saving tips from the professional parts people at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family-owned and operated since 1971.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right. And up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time, for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Introducing...
Hi, folks, this is Keith Evans.
Feel good. It's all you, no lie, baby, you're the only girl in love. It's my station, 98Q Country. Don't talk to God like you always tell me. Thank you.
lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. And Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama watched him comb the curl of my hair, and she painted my eyes a little blue. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress. I had a split from the side cleaned up to my ear. It was red.
That we may push 40 again today. National Weather Service, I think, underestimates the power of the sunshine and the departure of the snow here. Our today's amazing, interesting fact on the morning show. Of course, we all, the capital of the United States of America, everybody knows the capital is, you know, not Lubbermill, Washington. Washington, D.C., of course, is the country's capital. But did you know that it was not always that way? While Washington, D.C. is the U.S. capital, we are most familiar with right now, but it's far from the country's first. In fact, it came at the end of a very long road when the Second Continental Congress declared the independence of the United States of America in 1776. Its home base at the Pennsylvania State House, now Independence Hall, made Philadelphia the first capital of the brand new United States. But arriving waves of British soldiers made life very dangerous in the major coastal cities of the former colonies, and congressional delegates often found themselves on the move during the Revolutionary War. And following a two-month stay in Baltimore, the Continental Congress returned to Philadelphia for 6 months before they reconvened for one in September of 1777, reconvened in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Next, they moved the capital a little farther west to York, Pennsylvania. So it kept moving around due to, you know, the war issues and stuff. In fact, there were 9 capitals. Washington, D.C. is the 9th capital, and that's where they called it home. So it was floating for a while due to safety reasons back in the late 1700s. So very interesting. Amazing fact. Dazzle your friends and family with it. It's 9:38. We got a beautiful sunny day working for us here. They told us mostly sunny, which means, you know, there's going to be some cloud cover. Boy, it looks pretty good out there right now. We'll see if this holds today.
Hey, folks, get ready for a deal of a lifetime. Heckman Real Estate is hosting a home auction right now. Picture this, a charming 2-bedroom home on 0.72 acres in Winter, Wisconsin, just an eighth mile from the gas station on County W and Highway 70 at 5226 North Main Street. This gem offers 800 square feet of comfort and tradition, featuring hardwood floors, a newer metal roof, furnace, water heater, and wood backup furnace. Plus, it comes with an attached garage and storage shed. Bid online until Wednesday, December 6th at 6 p.m. Opening bid, just $30,000, no contingencies. Visit HeckmanAuction.com for a preview date. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-251-2305. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-251-2305 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-251-2305 to see if you qualify. That's 800-251-2305.
Hey folks, it's time to get fired up. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale. It's on now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2024 firewood needs. From the camping wood to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616 or see Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
This holiday, the Home Depot is helping you get gifts that keep on giving by making sure they keep on going. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from Ryobi, Milwaukee, Rigid, DeWalt, or Makita, you get an eligible tool for free. Just pick a brand, pick a battery kit, and get a tool free. Give the gift of more doing this holiday with the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid at participating stores and online. One per transaction. Discount taken at checkout. Full eligible tool list in-store and online. Valid October 23rd, 2023 through January 28th, 2024.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 35. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 13. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow, highs level off around 31. Low 30s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for snow Sunday. Take a look at the extended forecast, 33 Monday and 32 on Tuesday. Another look at the short range, high of 35 this afternoon. Lows level off around 13 tonight. We should top out at 31 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 29.
There's a whole lot more brand new country. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't wait.
Q Country.
Everybody.
want something on a Saturday night, I just put a paycheck in the bank. And I'd hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks, stuck on repeat. I'll save you a seat. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, and bottles on ice, living on a feel-good standard time. My car's on the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you. Busting you back while you're cussing the sun. And if your girl don't love you no more, well, here's a tall boy to cry in, and it's been paid for. And if you're short on cash, say cheers. Don't sweat it, leave the sweat into the beer. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on a feel-good standard time. Rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you're drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you bring. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on a feel-good standard time. My car's on the farm, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did.
Country, Kate Brown and Caitlin Brown. And thank God it's 9:48, 12 before 10. Some of the news headlines, you see where Jill Biden, the First Lady, revealed the new ice skating rink at the White House on the South Lawn. The rink will not be available to the general public, only children of military families, frontline workers, first responders, and local school children. They'll be invited to have skating parties there. Sounds kind of cool. Embattled New York Congressman George Santos facing the House vote today. Six-year-old boy in South Carolina was in a tragic hunting accident over the weekend. He was struck by a stray bullet fired by a 17-year-old hunter. A tree trimmer in Virginia perished on Tuesday when he accidentally slipped and was pulled headfirst into a wood chipper. Goodness gracious. And wolverines are now considered to be a threatened species. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife said Wednesday that the National Wildlife Federation believes there could now be less than 300 wolves in the U.S. due to the effect of climate change. I think there's 300 wolves on your back 40, isn't there? I don't know what kind of wolves they're talking about, but it's probably different, I hope. The ceremony for the lighting of the Rockefeller Christmas tree was held last night. Cher was there. Carly Pearce was there. Kelly Clarkson was there, all performing and singing and wondering why they just don't grow a tree there instead of bringing one in from all around the country. Just grow one, for God's sakes. We got John St. John coming in next. We're going to do a shopping show tomorrow morning at 9:15. I know Austin will be here. We may see Big G. We may see Gray. We'll see. We'll run through some savings, have a little fun, and do a shopping show tomorrow morning at 9:15. John St. John is coming in. We've got a Titletown report, a little Packer news and info in just a little bit with Bill Scott.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Nothing slows my little girl down. Except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex. Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Priest's Pub, located at 1455 U.S. Highway 51 in Arborvita, wants to say, as we approach the holiday season, open up your hearts for the less fortunate in our communities. Drop off food, clothing, toys, gifts at your local church or your Salvation Army. Your generosity can make a world of difference and make our holidays brighter. This message, courtesy of Priest's Pub. Stop by and try one of their specialty sandwiches, Priest's Pub in Arborvita. Stop by. It's where Becky, Deb, and the whole staff are wishing all of you a happy holiday season. Today's Titletown Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Titletown to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar, I look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau,
Here's Bill Scott.
The Packers kicked off practice on Wednesday with more injury concerns. With the 8-3 Chiefs coming to town on Sunday night, the Packers had 15 players on their injury report. 12 of the 15 either didn't practice or were limited. Patrick Taylor, the only active running back that practiced yesterday. Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, spectators. Dillon bothered by a groin injury. Will he be ready by Sunday?
Hey, I'm going to be as good as I can be. But, yeah, you know, I'm always tough it out and be there when I can.
Dillon was asked if their outlook is different now that the playoffs are right in front of them.
Outlook's no different to us, to me. You know, we take it 1 week at a time. I think it's more just for everybody else feeling better, sitting down when they go to Twitter. They feel a lot better looking at it. But it's crazy. I mean, we always believed, you know, we just keep stacking the wins, keep stacking momentum. You know, everybody was ready to abandon ship. Now everybody's on the bandwagon.
I'll have more after this.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. AMDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
The calendar hitting December is good news for the Packers with Matt LaFleur in charge. Packers 15-0 in December games. What's the key?
Staying consistent, staying true to your process, and really pushing to get better. This is a long season, and trying to stay mentally fresh as best you can is an important part of that. But I think the consistency, showing up on a daily basis, wanting to improve, I think is really the key to that.
That's Matt LaFleur, and I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.